Truth.
Medical center, I'll ring computer medicine.
Blood pressure is dropping, 100 over 60.
Medical center, Dr. Lockyer, report to cardiopulmonary.
Increase the hydrocortisone.
Red blanket, red blanket.
It's a massive pulmonary
medical
embolus.
Center, ringing cardio care unit.
Carbon tetrachloride poison.
Start cardiac massage.
Aortic stenosis with probable insufficiency.
Dr. Horowitz, stat.
Morning, doctor.
Good morning. Good morning. That was a new intro.
Paging Dr. Horowitz, stat. And here we are. He's on the scene. Before I forget, our prep tip today is to make sure your retreat location is in readiness, whether it's a remote area or you're going to be sheltering in place. Well, doctor, earlier this week, there was a awards ceremony for women who performed things required them to get, that may allow them to get an award for their deeds of valor, shall we say. And one of the persons given this award was a mentally ill man, an obese mentally ill man with long hair and a dress, pretending to be a woman. Now, there's a limited number of these awards to be given out to women who've done things that would earn them this honor. And that one of those spots was taken by a mentally ill obese man wearing a dress and long hair, taking away that possible honor from a real woman who did something that she should be honored with. And the mentally obese man gave the President of the United States a real hug while he was wearing a dress and long hair. Something's really broken with this country, isn't there, doctor?
John, it's amazing because, you know, when you start to read it as an intelligence analyst, you would really see the bigger picture, which is what I'm seeing, and I think you do too. Think about this for a minute. Where is the intelligence on this, number one? And then where is the message? What is the message? Where is this going? Where is this taking us? Well, it's obvious that it's taking us the same place that the vaccine intoxications are taking us that contain the nanobioelectronics for transhumanizing. Think about this. We are now mixing up. Our realities are being completely shaken, and it's not stupid people who are doing this. It is people who have the most advanced intelligence, particularly in the area of social engineering and behavioral science, which they have falsely told us is a, quote, soft science, meaning it's not as powerful and strong as mathematics or physics. Hogwash. Behavioral science is the most powerful of all sciences. So what you're witnessing is modeling and social engineering. And, you know, you could think about how powerful behavioral science is every time you hear one of your favorite songs, old time, that maybe you heard as a teenager, and suddenly you have a flood of memories that come back and emotions and feelings that come back. How strong is Pavlov's experiment of salivating when a dog is placed next to meat or the bell rings and the meat is presented? How strong is that conditioning? And so you begin to realize that we're being socially engineered. What we're witnessing, this insanity is not insane at all. It is from their perspective, from our perspective, certainly it's insane. And it's actually dehumanizing because it questions genetics. It questions who we are as human beings.
Well, but I'm going to expand planned. on this theme just a bit. Now, this ceremony took place in the White House, which is the you know, the executive branch, which controls all the lettered agencies and the Department of Defense, the men and women who work there, if they express any disagreement or opposition to a mentally ill man pretending to be a woman being given an award for being honored as a woman, if they express any disagreement publicly or privately, they'll be terminated from their position. And that's so what we're saying, what we saw took place there, where this mentally ill man was, obese mentally ill man was given an award for being a woman who's done something that gave him this honor. What we're seeing is the entire executive branch of the U.S. government. That's one third, actually, it's huge, by the way, is contaminated by and populated by people who cannot and probably don't have any opinion privately that this is wrong. Otherwise, they would not have employment in the executive branch of the government. That tells me a lot about the entire executive branch, doesn't it, you, doctor?
It's captured. Everything is captured. And that's what this issue is. It's, you know, we're witnessing. We are victims of cognitive warfare. The media is a hypnotronic technology intended for social engineering. That's the principal purpose of television. And what we're witnessing, these messages, even if you disagree with them, it's shifting your position. It is influencing your position. It's tainting your position into the reality that the intelligence agencies that are captured by the world banking industrialists, we're talking about the highest levels of financiers over deep state and military operations. We're talking about, again, when you're talking about poisoning the populations, the lies, think about the lies. I mean, everything is—it's so obviously lying about everything. And as Tucker Carlson did for the first time that I can ever recall in any news program, mainstream, coming out with the fact that it doesn't matter whether you're Democrat or Republican. He says, "quote, they're all on the same side."
That's right.
End
right.
quote. And
That's
so
right.
they've been all captured. Now we, the people, what are our choices at this point? It's exactly what Jesus had preached. You've got to come out of her, my people, lest you become infected with her insanity, her hypocrisy, her lunacy, and disease-inducing incivility. This is what the social chaos is all about. Divide the sheeple to conquer the flock. And then what do you have as a result of that? You have the entire alteration of civilization into transhumanization, where we're integrated with artificial intelligence via the vaccination injections, the graphene, the bioelectronic devices. This is genetic engineering utilizing what's called the Neuralink, the brain cloud connection that Elon Musk and others have been heavily investing in, the advanced work at Harvard and MIT. We're witnessing the fulfillment through the social engineering and cognitive warfare, giving us the messages that we need in order to adapt to this and accept this.
Absolutely. Well, getting back to the theme I was talking about a moment ago, you know, we have, I think, 18 or 19 intelligence agencies, all of which are executive branch. The heads of those agencies serve at the pleasure of the president. We have the Chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff, who serves at the pleasure of the president. The leaders of all the lettered agencies, the Environmental Protection Agency, FDA, and so forth, if any of these leaders of these groups say anything that's in contradiction to what the official narrative is that mentally ill men should be honored as women, they would be fired and replaced by somebody who agrees with the administration, wouldn't they, sir?
Yeah, and take a look. You know, I don't know if you watch Fox. It's been historic, really. Everybody is opposing Tucker Carlson. Even on Gutfeld last night, this consensus was that the world is against Tucker Carlson for stating the most obvious fact that they're all in it together. We're being manipulated by one group. Again, you've got to identify that group. If you want to solve the problem, you've got to diagnose, you've got to see through to the root of this disorder, this insanity. And when you go there, then you integrate exactly what has been censored. Why have they censored all of the truth about the bioelectronics of the vaccination intoxications? Why have they done that? Why haven't they told us the truth from the get-go? And by the way, I'm not a big fan of Fox News either. The fact of the matter is they lied a couple of days ago heavily, including Tucker Carlson's segments where they'd said, oh, these Fauci emails just came out. Hogwash. You and I, John, have been talking about the Fauci emails that I read, right? About 4,300 of the emails to identify who's he writing to, who's his inner circle, who, what are they involved in? And that's how I came up with the book, my most recent book, COVID Coup, The Rise of the Fourth Reich, where it gives you this highest level intelligence of the inner circle and where they're going with transhumanistic conversion of civilization. That's the biggest issue here. And, you know, you don't even have anybody, not one person except you and I virtually in the media talking about this, John.
Well, BlackRock just is in the process of purchasing one of these Ancestry.com, which once they own it, they will own and have custody of the DNA of millions of people from all over the planet, won't they?
Yes, and people don't realize when you start to dig, you've got to dig into the depths of the science, the genetics, the electrogenetics, and the bioacoustics of how DNA works through sound and light signaling. And then you realize the main money is into utilizing DNA for data mining and data storage. I mean, there's so much data. Think about this. They can't even store it on all the computers. They need, in order to be able to control civilization in real time, every human being that remains on this planet, they've got to control. That's the objective. To not just profit from it, not just commercialize it, but literally to demonically possess it, spiritually suppress we the people. That's part of the objective, or main part of the objective, when you start to think about the ideological matters behind this atrocity. But the fact of the matter is they're engaged in DNA because it is the data mining, data storage technology that God created that they are now subverting and converting into the transhumanistic movement.
All right. Doctor, we got our first caller here. We got John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Hello, Dr. Horowitz. I mean, about all the insanity here, what did you know? You see, you're aware of Alfred Kinsey.
Not enough. Tell me about him.
The Kinsey Report.
Yeah, go ahead. Explain.
The Kinsey Report back in the report on the male in 1948, and the report on the female in 1953. This is what seems to have gotten the ball rolling after World War II, at least, anyway. There had been a previous attempt. You know of Dr. Judith Reisman?
Yes.
She was the one that did an investigation, and she found that the methods, that the Kinsey Report was a fraudulent, and that the Kinsey Institute's promulgation about 10% of the male population being homosexual were a distortion of what he had said in his report, and that the AIDS epidemic had proven it to be fallacious because if it was that many, AIDS would have been all over the place like that. I don't know, what is the, why did Dr. Kinsey, this entomologist who was doing reports on gall wasps at the University of Indiana, where did he get the idea to do a fraudulent sex study? Suddenly,
you're asking Dr. Horowitz to determine how this doctor 75 years ago got an idea? That's your question?
No, I mean, does he know anything about it?
That is what you said. That is what you said.
I mean, yes, well, I said,
Dr. Horowitz can't possibly answer what was in the brain of a man 75 years ago, how he got an idea. Do you have anything else for us, John?
No, I just mean, What is he? What do you know about Dr. Kinsey and how he came and how he created these reports and who was really behind him? I understand. And what is the relationship possibly to the contents of the protocols of the Elders of Zion and the agenda that is laid out in it, and of other?
You're looking for a connection between the Elders of Zion paper and Dr. Kinsey?
Well, is there anything indicated of between of his, if any possible, of his connection possibly with the global elites and their agenda? I mean, it was Kinsey that started this whole ball rolling. What do you know of the Kinsey report, and what do you know of Dr. Kinsey? That's my question.
Okay, Doctor, if you like, if you care to answer.
Yeah, I already answered. Not enough. You know, obviously, the information that you're sharing, when you talk about the protocols of the Elders of Zion, that has been on this program one of my most important recommendations, to read that thoroughly, along with the report from Iron Mountain, which would give any reader a complete view of what's really taking place on this planet right now. When you talk about genetics and the genetic engineering that was taking place 75 years ago, it occurs to me clearly that the Rockefeller Foundation, Rockefeller institutions and moneymakers, and particularly Cold Spring Harbor Labs, that was at the root of eugenics, genetic engineering for racial supremacy, racial manipulation, and one world control over all of humanity. That did take place early, early on, as the protocols of the Elders of Zion give us the facts that by which we must presume that this has been a totalitarian control and civilization takeover for the last 100 years or more. So that's really all I can tell you. I think it's what you're raising, the issues you're raising are consistent with the issues that John Moore and I are raising likewise on this program. But I can't tell you the specifics of what went on in his mind or where he was in the inner circle of the population controllers.
Anything else, John, before we move on?
Yes, there's the... the strange circumstances in which it seems that the protocols of Zion came to be found out about, and it's highly suggestive. Apparently, what I read was is that the cleaning lady of a high level French Freemason was going through the trash bin, and she noticed several wadded up pieces of paper with she read them. And this led her ultimately to find a manuscript, supposedly, this was in 1884, of this document the title on it from the, there are a few manuscripts actually that have survived from 1884, and they don't say whose protocols they are. They don't say that they are the protocols of the Elders of Zion are mentioned, but it has a French spelling, which indicates that it is French in origin. And it says just protocols. It doesn't say in the title just whose protocols they are. That doesn't appear until it's published by Russian intelligence. But she later finds the manuscript and gets it, and she smuggles it out to somebody. Now, what the strange thing is, there's something that's secretive and sensitive. You wouldn't just throw away any rough drafts. You incinerate it, and then you'd lock the thing away somewhere in a vault someplace where somebody couldn't get at it, which suggests to me that it was deliberately leaked in an attempt to tell everybody what they were going to do before they did it, like Lindsey Williams says, and then says that they do what the elite do before they do anything. And they set it up in a context, and possibly some of their people.
Okay, we'll get a response from the doctor after the break. John, thank you for your call. We have a break.
Okay.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
Biden takes classified documents seriously. I'm Peter Serafine with this week's Liberty Minute and a reminder to use code LIGHTHOUSE at mystore.com to save money on American-made products from American companies. President Biden takes classified documents so seriously that he had at least one in his garage. Just for a minute, let's forget that a former vice president shouldn't have classified materials. Let's ignore the hypocrisy of Biden's statements regarding Trump having classified materials at Mar-a-Lago, where there are Secret Service. What I want to know is, why were attorneys clearing out an office at the UPenn think tank? Lawyers cost hundreds of dollars an hour. Two guys and a truck would have been infinitely cheaper. Were the lawyers there because they expected to find something like this? Maybe the attorneys were there just so that there would be attorney-client privilege in place. The presence of lawyers doing a job that a couple of teenagers could do is intriguing, to say the least. Now that the story is out, I have many questions, but the White House press secretary has refused to answer a single one put to her. Hopefully, the new special counsel will have better luck. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Sivas Pashem, Parabellum.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait, Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, this hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. The exact same equipment the Department of Defense uses for their buildings and their vehicles, you can get at thelibertyman.com with a $50 discount on each piece of equipment. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz, he has a lot of websites. Listen carefully to these websites, please. Here we go. WarOnWeThePeople.net, 528Radio.com, JudicialCorruptionNews.com, HealthyWorldStore.com, where I do some shopping myself, RevolutionTelevision.net, and MedicalVeritas.org. Doctor, do you have any response to John's final question and comment there, sir?
Oh, just a couple of points. I think that the date in the 1800s is a little late. I think the original Protocols of the Elders of Zion came out in the 1700s, and then by the 1800s, it was modified and manipulated. It's gone through a number of manipulations. It has done that when the caller, when John recommended us to look at the Russian intelligence interests that were involved in the protocols, that's where they heavily modified it into an anti-Semitic document that it is. It's generally, it's not just about targeting the Jewish people by the Jewish people. You're talking about people all over the world, all different backgrounds, all different religions are being targeted by the same cartel. It's a racketeering enterprise at this point. And this is what's referred to as the deep state, and that they had a specific objective to achieve complete total control, and they laid out in the protocols how they were going to do that. Then it was used to advance the Russian pogrom, and when you start to study history, you realize that the royalty of Europe, the cousins, were at war with each other. King Edward, Kaiser Wilhelm, as well as the Russian oligarchs, they were vying for global control. And so this is why you had the Russian Revolution, largely, when you start to go deep into history. Anyway, that's the only thing I could add. If you're interested in reading the protocols of the Elders of Zion, what I would recommend you do is get a hold online of the free copy that's published by the FBI. I use the FBI's document in order to make sure that I am as accurate, supposedly, as I can be.
All right. Well said, Doctor. We got a break in a couple of minutes. I want to get my neighbor in here, Linda, from Missouri. My neighbor, her and her husband, own the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road, which right now is occupied by a group of engineers who visit once a year for the last several years. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, John.
Well, it's springtime here in the Ozarks. As I like to say, some people go on vacation, other people live there, and that's where you and I live, don't we?
It is. It's a beautiful place.
Absolutely. Beautiful place. Quiet, safe. People typically don't lock their doors, leave their keys in their cars. Crime is a rare thing out here, typically property crime by some by some idiots that live in the neighborhood. But a violent crime like we see in the cities is almost unheard of out here, isn't it?
Yes, very unusual.
Well, at my website, ladies and gentlemen, you'll see under real estate, the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road, a high-end bed and breakfast with an international clientele, 30-foot ceilings, radiant heat in the floors. It's a luxury place, isn't it?
It is. It's a beautiful place. It's cozy enough just for a couple to live there, and it's large enough and roomy enough to have several families and guest members there also.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you're one of the affected areas with the Ohio toxic chemical spill up there, you may want to relocate to the Log Lodge in Yoakum Road, where several families can live and not be jammed up against each other comfortably and safely in a beautiful place that, among friends and neighbors out here that we're mostly Christian. We're all gun owners, and we don't tolerate any silliness out here where men are given awards while they're dressed up as women, do we?
Right. No, that's, you don't see that out here. And I tell you, you're talking about the water here, you know, coming up out of the well is a cool 42 degrees around the year and just crystal clear. And we have people come in, family members and friends come in from all over the United States, and they take 5-gallon containers back with them of this water because they say it's the best water they've ever tasted.
Right. Well, agriculture around here doesn't involve row crops where all these various chemicals are used. In fact, these cattle ranches are too cheap to use anything except a little potassium on their fields. And that keeps the water clean, doesn't it?
It does.
Absolutely. Well, ladies and gentlemen, check out the photos. If you like what you see, give me a call. My phone number is right there. I'll put you in touch with Linda, and she'll forward you some videos and set up a private viewing, won't you, Linda?
That'd be wonderful.
We have a bottom-of-the-hour break. We'll be right back. Everybody stay tuned.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Home is where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American-made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fix bayonets.
Lame Eden and Nicole Colgren. Many may have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. My website is thelibertyman.com. Check out things there you'll find nowhere else on the internet. Seriously, nowhere else on the internet. Such as the latest intelligence briefing put together by my friend, a former counterintelligence agent. It's a compendium of news from all over the planet. You get to pick out what you want to learn, whether it's North America, South America, Africa, Europe, Asia. Articles that are difficult to find, he puts them together for us. And, of course, products that will help you, such as the energy cleaner. We'll be talking more about that at the bottom of the third hour. Filling with Dr. Lynn Horowitz, listen to these websites carefully. Here they are. WarAndWeThePeople.net. Next one I listen to every day when I'm working, 528radio.com. Then we have judicialcorruptionnews.com, healthyworldstore.com, revolutiontelevision.net, and medicalveritas.org. Doctor, we have a whole stack of callers here. First, we go to Glenn in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Dr. Horowitz. Greetings from the Pennsylvania Turnpike, where I'm only tacking about 2,300 RPMs So I guess I'm not going to have a Carol Shelby experience on my way to work today.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But, okay, one other side. This stuff about Kinsey, just real, I think I've said this once before recently to some question, and that is Kinsey died from septicemia from orchitis he contracted through his very questionable lifestyle practices. That's one good thing to know about him. My question for Dr. Horowitz, and I have to ask you to choose my Bluetooth. I have no choice at this time. Dr. Horowitz, this is something completely different. I'm curious if you're at all familiar with any of the proteolyzed enzyme supplements we're seeing touted now as being effective for chronic body system-wide inflammation. This is supposed to be, they're supposed to be helpful, especially with lysine proteins such as TGF-beta. Does any of this seem something you're familiar with?
You know, Glenn, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if your question is how beneficial are the proteolytic enzymes. Seems to me that they would be, but I'm not sure. Your voice is a little garbled today, and I think that that's the question, but I'm not sure.
That's it. I mean, I'm seeing a lot of talk about the TGF beta protein. And that these multi-enzyme, supplements that we're seeing are supposed to be helpful for chronic body-wide inflammation.
But, when you're talking about the issues of the enzymes, it's vitally important that we have the enzymes, the proteolytic enzymes, because that's live food, and that's why I don't like dehydrated foods. You know, the flash frozen fruits and vegetables that are being heavily touted are missing the water component. And when you miss the water component, you're killing virtually the enzymes. And when you're killing the enzymes, it's not really a whole food. And so that's really a misrepresentation, in my opinion. It's vitally important that we eat from our gardens as best we can. And I know in the wintertime it's difficult to grow, but growing houses and growing lights for even the simplest vegetables would be recommended to gain naturally your enzymes.
Right. So there are certain products being promoted where they have a lot of testimonials these days claiming a good degree of effect to decrease chronic inflammation. So just curious. All right, thank you. I'll get going because I'm kind of mushy today on the Bluetooth.
Okay, bye-bye. Glenn, thank you for the call. Our next caller is John in Pennsylvania. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John and Dr. Horowitz. Yeah, I just heard you mention about a garden. I built a greenhouse years ago, and I'm planting stuff in there because it's safer to keep the stuff from coming out of the sky and that stuff. But, yeah, that's true, yeah.
Okay, anything else, John?
Well, the problem being, I mean, we're pretty far gone. You understand that, where we're at. And I'll tell you what, I believe we've been under judgment for a while because of our situation, and worship would help a whole lot, and our prayers would be answered if we'd worship him like we should. And I read the Bible for years now, and I realize, that people are not reading it on themselves and they're listening to other people. But outside of that, I just so pleased with all the information that you have, and Dr. Horowitz. When he mentioned the Iron Mountain, I said, oh, yeah, I have all this stuff here over the years. I've collected it. But most people, they don't want to listen to any of it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, it's sad. It's sad. But I just want to congratulate you and all the work you've done, John. I've listened to RBN for quite a few years, and you're one of the old-timers, that's for sure.
I am. I've been here a long time.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because I've been listening. Wow, I don't know how far it's been. I can't remember anymore. But I'm pleased, you know, you accept my call, and maybe I should talk more often. But I've seen all this stuff, and I've watched it grow over the years. And wow, and now, you know, people are waiting for the beast. Well, we're living in the beast, and they don't understand it. And this is still, and it's trying to take us over. But I know this. Yah says, you know, vengeance is mine. He's going to take care of business because all these people that are against us are going to be destroyed anyway. So we've won the victory, so let us walk in it and be like we should and tell the people, warn them what's going on like you guys do. And I just thank you so much for all that.
Well, thank you, John. We appreciate it. That's a great call. Thank you very much for the call.
Okay. Thank you, gentlemen.
Bye. Okay. Our next caller, doctor, is Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Doc. Kyle?
Good morning, Doctor and John. Doc, I was hoping that you could shed a little light on this friend of mine whose wife is a physician assistant, was pushing the vaccine big time. And now she's come down. They finally come out with a diagnosis for her with something called a malignant lymphoma of B-cell lineage, or what's called a marginal zone B-cell lymphoma. And they're treating her, it's some type of a blood cancer, but they're treating her not with radiation or chemo or anything like that. They're treating her with something called biologicals. And I was wondering if you could shed some light, number one, on what this disease is, and two, I've never heard of anybody being treated with biologicals for cancer, and maybe you could illuminate me on some of that.
Well, thanks for the question. I don't have the answer regarding what they're treating her with, but biologicals. I don't even have a name, and I'd have to do research. But what's the origin of this lymphoma, I can absolutely tell you. The vast majority of lymphomas and leukemias and sarcomas, it was called AIDS when it manifests all three cancers. And the original cancers were basically, if you read the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS and Ebola, which is the number one best-selling book in the world, and has been for the past quarter century. That's my first best-selling book. It goes into detail and includes the government contracts under which this specific, never-before-seen cancer complex. You see, the researchers in Fauci's inner circle, including Dr. Robert Gallo in the late 60s, began to develop these cancer models, and they used all sorts of animals, cats, chickens, as well as monkeys and chimpanzees. And they basically took patients who were suffering with various cancers and they isolated the viruses from the cancer tumors and basically then injected them into the animals and successfully isolated them in cell cultures. And then they were able to inject them and successfully produce these kinds of illnesses. We're witnessing the same damn thing for all these years. I've been out there screaming about how toxic vaccinations are, and the primary reason is what we're talking about now. They inject not only foreign RNA and foreign DNA from bacteria, viruses, fungus, yeast, chicken embryo, bovine fetal serum, monkey kidney tissues with smallpox as cow pus. They're injecting diseases because this is the Centers for Disease Creation. This is the objective. We now witness lying upon lying. We've placed our faith in science and scientists and medical deities dressed in white. That is a complete deception. It is a medical culture that is satanically based. It says so in the book of Revelation. We're dealing with satanic sorcery, casting magic spells through media, such as what we're witnessing today with Sky Rizzi. Think about what we're witnessing now in news programs in prime time. Suddenly they cut to commercials for eczematous dermatitis coupled with now arthritic inflammation. So this is what they call arthritic psoriasis as well as eczema. It is the principle. If you look at the science and medicine, the number one side effect of all vaccinations are eczema, hay fever, allergies. It goes back to proteins injections, foreign proteins from bacteria, viruses, fungus, all sorts of toxins are injected via vaccinations, including where leukemia, lymphoma, sarcoma came from. At the same time, they were concerned about hepatitis as a cancer. Go back and study the original vaccinology and the research and development of the vaccines that contained heavy contaminations from herpes-type viruses. So Epstein-Barr is a cancer trigger too. So all of the cancers have been created by the vaccines. This is, we have so much evidence. Beyond having the evidence upon which the facts in the world of science upon which we must conclude they have been injecting us for depopulation with cancer viruses, you have to see the evidence of censorship. It's like Judge Brandeis said, if you're going to plead the fifth, that's evidence that's most persuasive in and of itself. If you're going to censor people like me who are telling you the truth about the origin of cancer through contaminated vaccinations, that is evidence of the wrongdoing. In fact, in this matter, the criminal genocidal, it's called iatrogenocide. Iatrogenesis is where physician-induced illness. Iatrogenocide is, now we've talked on this program, John and I have discussed, pan-genocide. It's all over the world because it's a global depopulation objective at this point. So this is where the leukemia, lymphoma, the malignant lymphoma that you're talking about. And why is it lymphoma? Because you see, from the very beginning, in 1962, when Bernice Eddy and Sarah Stewart identified in the polio vaccines what they now call SV40, simian virus 40, the 40th monkey virus ever discovered that caused cancer in every animal it was injected into, at that point in time, they realized immune systems, immunity, the entire human health and safety depends on having a viable immune system, so that they began to target with viruses and recombinations of leukemia, lymphoma, sarcoma. That's where AIDS came from, literally. And so this is now why it is that we're witnessing profound immune suppression. Now, it's not just the injections of vaccine toxins that cause immune suppression and challenge the immune system. You have chemical as well as biologicals. So they're treating the biologicals, but they're not treating the chemicals, right? They're not treating all of the poisons in the environment that also reduce immunity. Now you're looking at the ideal depopulation, what they call the Russian biological cocktail method of conducting warfare, is you combine chemicals that wreak havoc with the immune system, reduce immunity, that leaves people susceptible to opportunistic infections now, including cancer virus infections that take over and produce the cancers that reduce, like the lymphoma, that is a cancer of the immune system and the immune cells. And that's why we are witnessing the entire array of cancers. Cancers were virtually non-existent prior to the modern era of vaccines and environmental intoxication.
Hey, Doc, just a question on this. One of the things that I found out about it was that it says lymphoma of a B-cell lineage. Do you know what that is, the B-cell lineage?
Yes, absolutely. The B-cells, the bursa, it's called the bursa fibrosis. It's the bursa cells that the bursa that is producing the B cells, which are principal safeguards in your immune system. B cells are operating to produce antibodies. They're producing all sorts of neurohumors or chemicals like hormonal blood messengers that are intertwined with the entire lymphatic system. So that's why lymphoma is a lymph cancer. The cells are poisoned. They've gone haywire. They've been intoxicated with genetically altering viruses. And like we were just talking about, the importance of proteins and enzymes to break down the proteins. All of this is undermined. So B cells are a principal bodyguard.
Okay. All
Doctor,
right.
We have an extra half hour. If you're available this morning. We have an extra half hour for you, Doctor.
Oh, thank you, John. Love to join you.
Okay. We got a break. We're right back.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you need it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. ask you a question. The only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back. Doctor, you ready for the next caller?
Absolutely, John. Thanks for asking.
Okay. Our next caller is Fred in Wisconsin. Good morning, Fred.
Morning, gentlemen. I just wanted to tone in here a little bit on a Dr. Joseph Mercola. Are you familiar with him?
Unfortunately, yes. He stabbed me in the back, he did.
Okay. Well, then I don't know how to go with this, but he released a paper yesterday on March 8th on the pandemic treaty ushering in the unelected one world government. So I scanned through it very carefully because I've seen a lot of information on this. And what he's saying is that basically this thing's going to kick into gear in May of 24. And apparently I've heard not just from this gentleman, but I've heard from other people about how this is being done, and that the only way they could really stop it is to try to defund the U.S., defund the WHO. But I know you're aware of this thing, and I understand that the big deal is if they can't disarm us before this goes into play, that the United Nations muscle is the Chinese military, and that they could actually bring that to bear on us if we don't get in line. But aside from the political side of it, do you believe that this is possible by May of 24?
May of 24. Yeah, I think anything's possible at this point. In terms of Dr. Mercola, I take everything he publishes with a grain of salt because I've identified him. I've concluded he's controlled opposition. Controlled opposition. Every field, including natural medicine, has been infiltrated, and that he is clearly, in my my conclusion, you can go on waronwethepeople.net, and you could read the several articles that I've posted about Dr. Mercola and his handler. He has an intelligence agency handler who calls herself the Health Nut, Elizabeth Finn. And basically the whole history of these folks together is astonishing. But in terms of counterintelligence and controlled opposition, approximately 80% of what they output is true. Otherwise, if they didn't give you some truth, nobody would believe them. And so that's basically a question. I don't know what the dates, what whether or not it's going to happen or not, but I do agree with the solution, which is going to God and becoming right with God.
Absolutely. I mean, I listen to you, you know.
Hold on,
about Fred, all
we'll
of this
your
stuff.
Comments, yeah. Hold on to the break here, Fred. We'll be right back.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.